Welcome to Priestfield Stadium. It is the Block C podcast. We are back here at the home of Gillingham Football Club for Gillingham versus Wigan Athletic. Gillingham now under the tutelage of the third manager of the season, caretaker boss Steve Lovell, is now in charge of the side. He took charge at the weekend for his very first game as Gill's manager this season, up at Peterborough United, a team that were flying high in the promotion playoff places. And Gillingham came away with a creditable performance and a 1-0 win, very, very much needed, very unexpected. 25-yard curling effort from captain Lee Martin gave Gillingham the win on Saturday. And that really has lifted spirits heading into tonight's game. Gillingham have got arguably the toughest test of the season so far. They're taking on Wigan Athletic, who are right now the best team in the league. They have the best attack. They have the best defence. And they are currently joint top of the league with Shrewsbury Town. I believe they're top on goal difference. But right now, they are the team to beat in League One. Four wins in a row. Can the Gills halt that run here at Priestfield tonight? The team selection is always something of interest for Gillingham fans, especially at the moment when the team's in so much of a transitional stage. And Steve Lovell, who's been talking all week about the importance of being positive and really going for games rather than sitting back and trying to hang on to a 0-0 draw, he's come out with an attacking team again. Tom Eaves, 6'5" centre forward, has been out for a little while, having been suspended. He's now back in, playing up front alongside Josh Parker. He will be backed up by Elliot List, who will either be playing out wide or possibly in the hole just behind the front two. A midfield three, we think, will be Lee Martin, Jake Hessenthaler, with Billy Bingham holding. And the Gills will have a back four with Connor Ogilvie starting at left back, with Bradley Garmston dropped to the bench. Right back, once again, we think will be Sean Clare. Look out for him potentially playing a little bit further forward, but he did a good job by all accounts at right back up at Peterborough, so we think he'll be back in that right back slot today. And at centre half, we will have two of the more experienced heads at the back. Max Aymer will be partnered by Gabriel Zakuani. Thomas Holy will be between the sticks as usual for Gillingham, who are looking to see if they can get something out of this game. Under previous management, we perhaps might have tried to shut up shop, but it looks as if we've picked a team that looks pretty balanced, and it looks like they're going to have a go. Anything at all out of this game for Gillingham will be a bonus. We're going to be doing so well in the league right now, and Gillingham obviously so far down. Even a point will be considered something of a moral victory, but you never know. Under the lights here at Priestfield, under a new manager, with players and management looking to prove a point, this could be a very, very interesting game here at Priestfield Stadium. We'll come back with updates as the game goes on. It is Gillingham versus Wigan Athletic. Half-time at Priestfield. The score is Gillingham 0, Wigan 0. Wigan absolutely dominant in the first 15-20 minutes of that half. Pinning Gillingham back, playing some really lovely stuff, but not really troubling Thomas Holy between the sticks. He had to make a couple of smart saves, but nothing that you would have really have expected him to be beaten by. So despite the amount of possession that Wigan had in that opening 15-20 minutes, Gillingham held firm and managed to come out of that period without conceding. And then as the half began to wear on, the Gills gradually began to get themselves back into the game. Tom Eaves with a smart shot that just went wide of the post. And Elliot List has looked quite dangerous down the right-hand side. But we haven't quite yet been able to find that breakthrough. Wigan definitely the better of the two sides. But Gillingham gradually coming into the game as the half came to a close. It is goalless at half-time. And against the top team in the league, that'll do for now. It is half-time at Priestfield Stadium and the score is Gillingham 0, Wigan Athletic 0. 54 minutes gone and Gillingham have taken the lead. Tom Eaves rising at the back post. A great passage of play from the Gills. Sean Clare pushing forward from right back, getting the ball out on the right-hand side, floating in a delicious cross. And Tom Eaves gets up highest at the far post and nods it down into the bottom left-hand corner. Gillingham lead 1-0. It is Gillingham 1, Wigan Athletic 0. We're 10 minutes after the Gillingham goal, and Gillingham could have scored two or maybe three more. Josh Parker getting in at the back post. Amazing work from Tom Eaves in the middle of the field. Turned his man inside out, put Josh Parker through. All he had to do was hit the target with his left foot, and he skewed his shot wide. Elliot Liss came close, forced a superb save from the goalkeeper when it looked like it was easier to score. And Billy Bingham from midfield also fired one through a crowd of legs that the keeper did very well to hang on to, with Gillingham's players flying in at him. It is still 1-0, but Gillingham playing out of their socks in this second half. 9 minutes to go. Wigan Athletic have equalised. Their number five gets the ball on the edge of the box and curls an absolutely beautiful shot into the top left-hand corner. Thomas Holy, Gillingham's enormous goalkeeper, full length, could not get his hands to it. We have 9 minutes to play. It is Gillingham 1, Wigan Athletic 1. Full-time at Priestfield. It is Gillingham 1, Wigan Athletic 1. Wigan looked like they were going to absolutely run away with the game early on. The first 15, 20 minutes, they absolutely dominated the possession, passing the ball across the pitch, looking like they were going to create chances at will. But when it came to it, they couldn't create anything of substance. Gillingham gradually grew into the game as it went on, and by the end of the first half, they were right in it, and they looked like they were competing on level terms in the middle of the park. Second half, Gillingham really pushed on, tried to make their advantage count early in the second half, and Tom Eaves nodded the Gills into a lead on 54 minutes. Great cross from Sean Clare out on the right-hand side. Eaves nodding the ball down into the bottom corner, and Gillingham took an unlikely but deserved lead with, as I say, 54 minutes to play. Wigan looked to up the tempo in the last third of the game and really pushed on, looking to get that equaliser, and eventually when it came, it was a moment of quality from the edge of the box. Mossy shooting high into the roof of the net from about 20 yards out. Thomas Holy, full stretch, had nothing for the shot whatsoever. It flew in the top corner, and the spoils are shared. It's the least that Gillingham deserve after a fantastic team performance. More optimism at Priestfield Stadium. Gillingham 1, Wigan Athletic 1.